Well, welcome to Mass. This is Christ's Mass. That's how it got his name. And I'm not enough of a Roman Catholic to know whether this is an accurate Mass or what have you. We could turn to some other experts and try and figure all of that out. But I really don't know that we need to know, because we know what this Mass is about, isn't it? And what is Christmas about? Think about that a moment. It's a holiday and there's food. How many of you are thinking food? And drink and decorations and candles and jollity and parties and gift giving. And don't mind the man over here on the side who's busy with it. It's all right, Mark, you're doing fine. I just was trying to talk so I didn't point any attention out to you. You know, I didn't want anybody to notice that you were there. So covering for you, see, brother. It's what we do for one another. It's a family affair. If this were a performance, it would be a failure, but it's not. It's a worship. And that's okay. Amen? Think about Thanksgiving a minute. Did you have a good Thanksgiving? Why don't we do Thanksgiving twice? Thanksgiving was good. The food was awesome. Why don't we have Thanksgiving in November and one in December? I could do a Thanksgiving every month, I think. But you know, there's something different here about Christmas and Thanksgiving. There's at least one pivotal difference here. This thing about gift giving. Have any of you ever gotten a present on Christmas? Nobody moved. I cannot believe that. They're all like, I'm not going to say anything. He's going to pick on me. See, the young ones, they know. Are you hoping to get some presents this Christmas? Not a trick question. I'm not after anybody. But this gift-giving thing is an interesting phenomenon. I remember as a kid receiving gifts, and it's different now. I'm still a kid, maybe. I don't know. But now the gift-giving is in a different way, and it has been interesting in my household because the one that I won't let her understand that I'm speaking about her, who's my other housemate, she finds things when I'm at work. And she moves things, which is even more entertaining. And so Dad thinks he's losing his mind, which may be true too, but that's another story. But this gift-giving thing, it's a phenomenon about doing something to give to others. What an interesting thought. Expressing our care for others by giving them a gift. Do we give gifts because if we give them a gift, they'll give us a gift? Is that why we do it? I don't. In my household, that's not going to work at all. But we give gifts out of admiration. Not really. It's out of something else. There's another word for it. I'm kind of hunting around. Maybe love is the word. A candle right there, love. And that's what Jesus told us to do, is love one another. So we give gifts now. I know some of us stressed about giving gifts because I was always blessed with having to give gifts to people who they already have everything. Stop and think about that a minute. We have people around us, and including us, who have everything. We are a blessed people. Amen? Think about that, and think about how we have everything we could possibly want or need, and somebody trying to buy a gift for us, it's a nightmare, but it's a struggle, but it's an act of love, and miracles happen, and it's wonderful. That giving of gifts is a special part of Christmas, but it's a special part of our life with God. Because you see, this is the night that we acknowledge the gift. The gift of a child born to humanity, that God gives us the Son. He didn't give me a voice to last the whole sermon, I guess. But think about that, God giving the world a Messiah. They'd been predicting it. We heard it in Hebrews, the times of old, the prophets have told of the coming of the one, the Prince of Peace, the maker of justice, the one of righteousness. And they're all ready for a great king. And they get a baby, helpless, powerless, poor, born in a barn, in a stable. This is the great king that's coming, that God has sent to the world. Why in the world would that be the gift from God? And yet Christ is that gift. Christ is the one that is the gift beyond other gifts. Christ is the atonement that gives us life. Christ is the way teacher, the shower, the one that teaches us who to be and how to be in the world, how to be disciples. Pardon me. Take a moment when you're opening presents, whether you do it on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, and pause and consider the gift that we've been given. And pause the way and think of the way that we give gifts to those that are special to us, that we want to acknowledge and we want to say thank you to, that we want to let them know that they're special in our lives. And think about how we care for those others through that gift giving. And think about the world around us that needs that same gift. See, I'm afraid that's some of what we've lost. We've lost that ability for people to say, I'm going to care about someone else because God cared about me. I'm going to love one another because God has loved me. So pause on this Christmas. Pause in the gift-giving time, the gift-unwrapping time, and consider the gift. God has spoken to us by a son. That's what the scripture said. God has given us that gift of the child, of the Savior, of Jesus, who is the Christ. So now we join people around the world, and there are people who celebrate Christmas not completely understanding that it is the Mass of Christ and that it's the reason we're doing it. But they celebrate Christmas, and they celebrate Christmas with us, and we need to celebrate Christ with them.